Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Hi, we're the Dragons of St. George's. The Dragons are Ethan, Connor, Kieran, Bethany and myself, Oscar. Coming up, we have got the top 10 singles and album charts, local news, current island events, interesting trivia and lots more. We hope you enjoy the show. Hi, it's Oscar here. Here are your top 10 singles of the week. At number 10, Options by NSG. At number 9, Walk Me Home by Pink. At number 8, Just You and I, Tom Walker. At number 7, Dancing with a Stranger, Sam Smith. At number 6, Sucker by Jonas Brothers. At number 5, Seven Rings by Ariana Grande. At number 4, Broke Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored, Ariana Grande. At number 3, Don't Call Me Up by Mabel. At number 2, Giant by Calvin Harris and Rag & Bone Man. At number 1, You Loved, Lewis Capel. Now for the top 10 albums of the week. At number 10, Always In Between, Jess Glynn. At number 9, The Platinum Collection by Queen. At number 8, Staying at Tomorrow's, George Ezra. At number 7, A Star Is Born soundtrack by Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. At number 6, Wasteland, Baby by Hozer. At number 5, Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. At number 4, The Greatest Showman, Various Artists. At number 3, Thank You Next by Ariana Grande. At number 2, Shine A Light, Bryan Adams. At number 1, What A Time To Be Alive by Tom Walker. That's it for your top 10 this week. Catch you next time.
Hi, it's Ethan here with all your local and events. Blooming, marvellous afternoon tea. Looking for something perfect for Mother's Day? Then look no further. Wood's Kitchen in Goshill is having a whole week of Mother's Day celebrations. Special Mother's Day afternoon tea runs from Saturday 23rd March till Saturday 30th March. Roses will be the theme of the week with this blooming, marvellous afternoon tea package. Just £29 for two. Enjoying a welcome glass of sparkling wine, followed by a stand of treats including rose petal jelly, pink macaroons, rose chocolate homemade scones with jam and clotted cream, with white chocolate covered strawberries and delicious finger sandwiches. Wood's Kitchen has its sights on becoming a top all the way eating and drinking destination for local people and visitors alike. The new menu features a host of favourites with a twist of guaranteed impress the taste buds. So treat your mum this year with a blooming, marvellous afternoon tea. That's it from me with local events. Catch you next week.
Hi, this is Nicola with your local island news. New cruise ships to visit Cowes this summer. 7 luxury cruise ships are set to sail into Cowes Harbour this summer. Cruise season, which starts just ahead of Easter, will see the first ship sail into view, with another 6 to follow between May and July, including a regular visitor, Europa. The largest private residential ship in the world, appropriately named The World, will be the first cruise ship to pay an overnight visit to Cowes on July 12th and 13th, and it looks set to be a fantastic spectacle. Harbour Master Captain Stuart McIntosh said, "Working with local partners, the Commission aims to deliver annual growth in cruise visits to Cowes. We believe the Isle of Wight offers an ideal destination for luxury cruise operators looking to cater to current demand for experiential and personalised travel. By bringing additional international attention to the island, we hope to see a continual development in cruise tourism." Senior Account Manager at Intercruises, Jack Brooke, also said, "Cowes is a fascinating coastal town with a long, prestigious maritime history. It is with great pleasure that we have started working with Cowes Harbour Commission and local stakeholders in recent years as the island grows in recognition and reputation as an up-and-coming UK cruise destination. So keep your eyes peeled this summer for a marvellous maritime display of luxury cruise ships in Cowes." Well, that's it from me this week with your local island news. Catch you next time.
Hi, it's Bethany here. Food fans, I've been cooking this week, so here's your weekly recipe. Cereal, peanut crunch, and microwave recipe. The ingredients you will need are 225 grams of chocolate or chocolate cake covering, 50 grams of peanut butter, 50 grams of puffed rice cereal, 50 grams of salted peanuts, 8 glacier cherries chopped. To make your cereal peanut crunch, break up the chocolate and mix with the peanut butter in a bowl. Microwave at 100% high for 2 minutes until soft. Stir to blend. Add the remaining ingredients, mix well and spread evenly in a greased 20cm square tray. Allow to cool and set before cutting into 16 squares. The squares can be cut diagonally to make small sweets. Enjoy. Well, that's it from me with your weekly recipe. Catch you next week.
Hi gaming fans, it's Kieran here for a game to review. This week's game is Five Nights at Freddy's. The game is created and published by Scott Cawthon himself for Android, iOS and PC. Your job is the Night Watch, but the animatronics come alive at night and it's game over if you're not quick enough. You only have 5 nights to survive, until 6am, then you move on to the next night. But the animatronics get a lot quicker as each night gets harder. You have doors to stop them from getting in, but watch your power hit zero, otherwise it's game over by Freddy Fazbear. There are a few other Five Nights at Freddy's games, like Five Nights at Freddy's 2, 3, 4, Sis Location, Pizzeria Simulator and Ultimate Custom Night. Of this game a 10 out of 10. This sounds like a game you want to play? Download it on the App Store, the Play Store or play on the computer. That's it for me this week, catch you next time.
That's it from the Dragons this week. We hope you have enjoyed the show. We have been Ethan, Connor, Kieran, Bethany and myself, Oscar. Be sure to tune in next week.